Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving. Everything's okay. I'm driving from Glenbrook up to Springwood in the evening. I'm going off for a meeting with the Mayor and Business Council of the Blue Mountains. So I'm just going to give a general story. So as listeners will know about the tiny galaxy concept, and that is where you say, well, what happens if I reduce everything or build a scale model of the sun at a scale of 1 to 1,000,000,000? And I build everything in the universe to that scale, what happens? And so I'm bringing up to give a basic astronomy lesson, showing a sort of medium-sized small cashew lolly for our sun, a blue and a slightly brown one for the main stars of Alpha Centauri, stopping us from going up here, and a green ball about the right size. For Rigel, and a larger ball, a bouncing ball, fitness ball for Betelgeuse. So they're all actually quite accurate, and I'll show that at the start of the astronomy lesson. Then I'll show the slide showing the different distances and how, if you put it in petameters and then select locations for these stars distant from our visitor centre, which will have the information on it, you can actually create a scale model of the galaxy, which in fact wraps around the world. And at this stage, it's a fairly low-key thing in terms of that the form is the sign is there. So you just have these signs. One for the actual distances to around the place will be indicated, say, before you enter. Well, I believe the way to do it is before you enter the toilets and actually have it inside the cubicles, the actual distances. And then for more details, you go inside the visitors information center. And as you want to dig more and more, you can leave your name to be a founding citizen of the Tiny Galactic Alliance, and then citizens, you'll be asked to form local councils to host your star in your own home country. It's a complex process to go forward, and you have to basically uphold the Galactic Alliance, Tiny Galactic Alliance Charter. And all things on that. And so what essentially I'm doing, I'm just speaking, is I've just reached the Blacksland village. I'll be up there relatively soon. I don't know precisely where in the Springwood Civic Centre I'm going, so I'm giving myself a little bit extra. So the concept of this is that it's an idea. I was thinking of, you know, producing a business plan where you actually look look at the economics and the potential return, and it's not actually, with so many things I get involved in, it's actually not the money return which is the critical thing. It's the other factors. Now, one of the other factors is stroke rehabilitation and just working on all these various ideas and a form and learning how to communicate about a single concept idea, though I want to speak a lot about other things. And of course, there are many things which can unfold and how one can do this, but this is not for me to do. This is for me to let the group take the idea and actually contribute once the idea is up. And so that's part of the, I suppose, stroke rehabilitation, that is learning to go a short distance, listen, and include this very, very mechanical lockstep thing. So my thing I'm trying to achieve here is, yes, I am interested in the galactic thing, and it should go forward. At some stage, it should go forward, simply by dint of being a relatively sound idea, being costed cheap, having advantages. It will go forward. If it doesn't go forward this time, it doesn't matter. What's more important for me is the actual process of getting things on board. Now, the other aspect of it is that rather than a business proposal, which is ultimately a business has to produce a certain amount of money and have a cycle, a system which replicates itself, which is not. So the idea is that the business, the company, is a system, and there's all these systems that have to be up and running for the company to exist from one point to the next. That's the company's above. Whereas this is slightly different. And this is more a relationship thing where I have a certain skill set. There's other skill sets that will come together. And it's more harking back to the age of when I was, well, I suppose I was involved a little bit in military intelligence, but more as a signals person. But very much getting information, interpretations to the officers in the field so that they could ply their craft. There was no point if I came up with an idea, if I then tried to address the soldiers with that idea, it's not there. Or I would come up with an idea which would be predicated on certain things and only be able to do with people controlling the resources. So it's very much the relationship between a leader and a technical support person and the technical team. And I suppose where the double threat comes from, that is when you can sing and you dance, I can actually produce the technical skill and actually begin the long and hard work of shaping the critical step. So there's the critical step in this where it gets launched to the press and launches. And it has to launch to become sustainable as an idea. It could fade with all ideas, or it could continue and be a beneficial idea on the long on the long term. But it's not necessarily, it is something which obviously is beneficial to the Blue Mountains because it makes us the galactic, tiny galaxy centre, and it means that we have a relationship instantly with the rest of the world in a sophisticated form. But that's not a commercial enterprise. The value in that is far greater than the book value of the amount of things that you can sell and why you'd want to sell it. Because that's the sort of fundamental value to the Blue. The Blue Mountains has a capital thing, and you want to do things which are light, sympathetic, global and stuff like that. We could develop the Blue Mountain by actually having huge roads and runways and factories all over it, but it would actually destroy the Blue Mountains. So it's one of these things where we have to actually think outside the square to get going. I'll just see how far I am off getting there. So in terms of where we want to go is that in terms of, and it's both within straight thing, it's actually put in a single idea and put it in only so far as people are interested in listening, listen to what they say, build it up. Then ideally, what would be further ideal is that it can go ahead by itself. I can then pull back, put attention to other factors, and then come in and provide support where I'm most effective. And the most effective thing is reconstruction of the "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech, but with the, where the American flag is the Australian flag, where Kennedy is, we have this particular politician doing it, and everything aspect is clinically set up that it looks exactly the same, and then the actual structure of the moon speech is taken apart, and where we say Kennedy had 50,000 years, we've got 60,000 years of Aboriginal heritage, where it was America and the lead in conflict in space. We want to say it's not about getting into space, it's about humanity here and our connection, not with each other and with the universe, without destroying the environment. We're talking about, we've got a plan to stay, we've got a plan not to evacuate the Earth, not to destroy it, but to live harmoniously with people, and to take, it's not about travelling to the stars, it's not about travelling to the destination is here with your fellow people, in terms of you, we want to bridge, we don't want to travel a distance into space, we want to travel the distance between mankind, that internal space which was perceived by the United States as something that you grant dominance over and you win. We're not about winning, we're about living and sharing to get across. So we want to get that instance, the speech. So I'm very much into the intellectual differentiation, sort of to be similar to an extent, such that being different, the difference, to extract the similarity. So I'm really pleased that I came a bit early. It's 5:42. I've got to be there at 6. And we're going through here. So I'm just checking the charge on my mobile phone. Who knows what's going on? To get it. So these are the things to do, is the basic astronomy lesson, the idea, the situation where I'm from, as it's important to know to how I can assist. I'm here to assist, which is the fundamental aspect of education. So like education, you're here to promote understanding and understand. You're not here to take a salary. You're not here to extract. You're not here to gain power over other people. You're here to assist, to be an educator. And in as much, that's what you want to try and do. And of course, that being said, you obviously want your income, but the income for this is development of a project that people can take up. And this is just learning that is creating a more fertile environment than within the school system. And it is not only myself which is not progressing in a fertile way within the school system, so too students also don't develop with the... so you've got basically you have, say, an ecosystem on the outside, and you can see a lion, you can see the prey and stuff like that. But one of the things people don't quite understand is that you can see it on the outside, but on the inside they're carrying a parasitic load that, you know, you may have to be grazing a lot more out in the open to basically get the food to get over your parasitic load. You may be a lion, and you may be eating these things, but you may ingest some of the parasites coming across. Okay, let's see, coming through here. Thanks, mate. We'll just scuba-duba around here. So yeah, this is one of the issues that, given that analysis, I'm not here to create yet another icon here. Okay, it's 45. I should be able to, in that 45 minutes, find a place where things are going. And I look at this coming over here. Is this the way in? I don't know. They're council offices. And hopefully people are here. So I have to sign off now as I get ready for an evening back in the saddle. That's what it is. So I've been sort of shunted off, not out in the classroom. And this is, you know, not in the real world. And this is my first real world attempt. Let's hear, wish me luck, mate. I'll give you a wrap-up of the meeting when I get back.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.